This is a Hipsters of the Coast podcast. This Doom Travelers podcast is brought to you by Hipsters of the Coast, your destination for magic news, strategy, and entertainment. And by Cast Haven, where you can build your magic collection like a pro. Visit casthaven.com for more information.
All right, welcome to another episode of Doom Travelers, where we talk about magic and play Destiny. I'm your host, Rich Stein, joined this episode by Dave McNasty McCoy and Matt the Obliterator Jones. For this episode, we're going to be talking about Tempest Remastered. Tempest Remastered was a recently announced online-only set, which will be drafted for 3 weeks at the end of May. And it is basically a greatest hit set from Tempest, Stronghold, and Exodus that they've put together for probably two purposes. One, to give people a fun thing to do on Magic Online, which is pretty rare. And two, in order to reprint, I'm going to say exactly one card, which is Wasteland. I was trying to think of a joke to make there, but we'll just cut right to the chase. Wastelands cost $100 on Magic Online.
Oh, Rich, doesn't it seem like kind of a waste just to make a set for one card?
No, I don't think so. They made Vintage Masters for the purpose of printing 9 cards. So, but anyways, let's get to your opinions. I want to know what you guys think of the announcement. And if you could create a draft environment from any 3 expansions, which would they be? So, Matt, what do you think of Tempest Remastered, and what would be your perfect 3-set limited format?
I think that the idea of Tempest Remastered is awesome, and I think they should do many more things like this, because they can, because it's digital and they don't have to print anything. Thank you for bowing to me, Dave. And what 3 sets? I would probably say, just because I'm a troll, the Dark, Fallen Empires, and Homelands. Nice. I would like to see those blocks put into one block where you draft one pack from each, and they redid the cards to be good, but with the same flavor, because I love the flavor of all of those things.
I'm gonna make you a cube that just has cards from those 3 sets.
I would play the shit out of that cube. I know a guy named Kadar the Troll Brock who would also play the shit out of that cube.
All right, so Dave, why don't you take us into the Crucible, and we'll try to win a control match here, or clash match. And why don't you tell me what you think of Tempest Remastered and what your ideal 3-set drafting experience would be. And I know you haven't been playing long, but...
Sure. So I think Tempest Remastered is having not played any of those cards outside of Legacy, I think Tempest Remastered is an excellent step towards treating Magic as a digital object and treating it differently than the paper version of Magic. They've been doing that with Vintage Masters and the Masters collections previously, but this seems like a much more focused effort to revisit old Magic design as a new digital product, which is awesome. And it's something that they are going to have to do a lot more if they want to make Magic Online a interesting product that is different than the paper version. As for the things that I would, the 3 sets I would combine into a block, I don't really have a good answer because I haven't played many sets at all. But having played the TDL cube that Matt has haphazardly put together out of just random foils, the cross-block synergies are very surprising and very powerful. And I think it'd be a lot of fun to do like a mini Modern Masters where instead of taking a ton of different sets, you just take 3 sets that have interesting cross-block interactions and just create a draft format out of that. And you could do that consistently. So instead of just doing a throwback draft to an old draft format, do like a throwback wacky draft kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where you take blocks that have some synergy and combine them in new and interesting ways. So
cool.
Which is basically any block.
Yeah.
And another right. block has synergy.
I think Tempest Remastered is just like Dave said, it's a great idea. And it's something that will be interesting and unique and makes Magic Online different. Personally, I like the idea of finding cross-block synergy. And I think that a limited environment that had access to both Ravnica's block and Return to Ravnica block. So I would imagine some kind of crazy combination of that. Maybe all six sets. I don't know. I think you could do something interesting there. But I think with Magic Online, this Masters Edition into Vintage Masters, into all these different kind of sets that they want to offer, I really think that's the direction they need to go in. In the past, they've tried to do like these throwback drafts where, you know, one week it'll be, you know, oh, let's all draft Mirage block, or let's all draft Odyssey block. But people forget that drafting those blocks wasn't really a great experience. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by killing everybody over here.
But, yeah, you're doing a good job.
But, you know, drafting some of those blocks, a lot of that, all of that really was pre-New World Order. We've, as much fun as Tempest drafting was back in the day, we've come a long way since the design of the Tempest draft experience.
Yeah, I think one of the secondary, so I really praise the whole digital aspect of this set, and I really think Wizards has done very little to make Modo to differentiate Modo as a digital product from a printed product. But aside from that, one of the best side effects of this is going to be the ability of R&D to revisit the old sets. R&D has gotten so much better at developing sets for Limited and designing cards in general that giving the current R&D team the ability to go back and look at old sets that were developed under a different regime and try and redevelop them in a way into one, so three right. sets into one set, so redevelop them in a way, could have a dramatic increase in the quality of the draft format. Just because they're so much better, they know a lot more about what makes a good limited format, and they're much more experienced. Like some of the problem with Homelands is the people who designed it had never designed Magic cards before. And so to give the people in R&D a chance to go back to those sets that were designed and developed by people who didn't really know what they were doing seems like an amazing possibility. And I can't wait to see what they do.
Yeah, it's just going to be, it's going to be more interesting than the usual crap that we put up with. I mean, cube drafting is a lot of fun, but it's not being done in an online-centric way. It's just being done like a paper cube. Wizards builds a cube, and hey, here it is. Go draft it. The digital realm, they could do so much more with cube drafting, and I think this is not ideal in that sense, but it's certainly a vast improvement over what they've been offering. Are you guys, Matt, do you think you'll give it a try?
Absolutely drafting? Not. I love the idea of it, but I mean, I'll be honest with you guys, I have a little bit of a secret. I'm a little embarrassed about it. Kadar yelled at me about it today. I downloaded Hearthstone.
Oh no.
Yeah. I was, just because I haven't played it yet. It's just sitting there. Kadar and I did a draft yesterday online. I think I was telling you guys this, and it froze my whole computer. I lost everything I was working on in Photoshop. Like everything, it was terrible. And it's all because I was playing Modo, and the draft wasn't even that fun. Like, we had an okay deck, but like, who gives a shit? It wasn't worth losing a bunch of work I had going on in the background. And it's not worth the pain and suffering that using the Modo client will cause me to try and play this really cool idea. You know, like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, it's really it's unfortunate because there's so many great things, obviously so much great potential here, but you're right, a lot of people aren't going to try it. You know, one of the big draws of Hearthstone is that it's free to play, and that it's, you know, not buggy, but as far as the play goes, it's a very, you can get into it and kind of jam games with your friends and kind of just get into the beginner part of it and not have to worry about all of the, you know, the bulkiness of the bigger format, which is playing ranked constructed matches. Mm-hmm. And Magic Online doesn't really have anything like that to offer. So, you know, I like to think now that, like Dave said, you know, we've got new developers who are able to look at these products in a way that the old developers and designers couldn't. Could they create like a beginner, welcome to Magic drafting environment and curate a set, a 250 card set that kind of like they once tried to do with Portal and they once tried to do with, they've tried to do with the core sets. Could they make a set that was like a beginner draft set and actually let people draft it for free and keep the cards?
That's a fascinating idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, they'd also have to make the interface, like the just from watching other people play Hearthstone, I don't even like the aesthetics of it. Like, I think it looks disgusting, but the way that it plays is really nice. So if you could graft on, like if you could put a different skin on it, I think it would be amazing. And if Magic had something that was even close to that appealing, there's no way you wouldn't play it all the time because Magic's so much stronger of a game than any other game. You know, so it's if they could do the, if they could lure in new players with maybe a semi-simplified version of Magic that was also as aesthetically pleasing as Magic is and world-wide, like pleasing in terms of the world that it takes place in, comparable to how good Hearthstone feels and looks and works. I think that would be a great way to start trying to figure out how to make Magic Online a better place.
Yeah. Well, I think the product line, I think the direction they've gone in with things like Vintage Masters, Tempest Remastered, if they could create like a beginner's Welcome to Magic set and also start giving people, you know, start producing more of these interesting draft experiences, in addition to the already interesting constructed experiences that Magic provides that we all know and love, I think the product is there. But you're right. No one's going to play it if the client is crap.
I mean, people are going to play. People are for sure going to play.
Not no one. Yeah. But you know what I mean. People are, they're not going to be able to attract as many players. And some of the players they do attract inevitably are going to just rage quit because they're going to be trying to play this awesome Welcome to Magic draft experience. And their computer's going to crash and they're going to lose all their Photoshop work. I think kudos to the R&D guys for coming up with this Tempest Remastered. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do, what else they can do on the platform. But let's hope that Worth Wolpert is true to his word and that they address some of the technical issues this year.
Yeah, I think he means to be true to his word, but I honestly believe it.
I believe it when they come out and they say that they're committed and that everyone is supportive of Magic Online in Hasbro and Wizards all the way down. I just think they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And they're just the technical parts of it. They just don't know how to solve the technical parts.
They don't know how to solve the aesthetic parts.
Exactly.
They don't know, like, it doesn't feel right because it doesn't look right.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't work properly, but the product is fantastic and the game itself is fantastic. So
more than anything, it bothers me. I'm like, in my life, I'm a potential energy obsessive kind of guy? Like, what's the best way to get the most out of your energy and your experience? And Modo is like, Magic is such an amazing game that they just waste online. They just waste it. Like, they could be doing all sorts of things, like this new set. You know, they could do it with they could do all sorts of sets all the time. They could do all sorts of crazy fun things. They could make it more like a celebration of how amazing this game is by giving it a platform that allows you to enjoy how fantastic it is. But instead, it's like going to the dentist every time you go play fucking Modo.
And on that note, I think we got killed in the Crucible, but hopefully we will get killed quite not as terribly next time you try to fire up Modo.
Modo will kill me itself.
You probably will. speaking of the technical challenges of Magic Online, how do I turn this stream off?
Hey Guardians, thanks for tuning in to the Doom Travelers podcast. You can find more at doomtravelers.com or follow at Doom Travelers on Twitter for show updates and other nonsense. Make sure to subscribe to Hipsters TV on YouTube for videos of our previous episodes. And don't forget that you can find audio-only versions of the Doom Travelers podcast on iTunes. For my co-hosts Rich Stein and Matt the Obliterator Jones, I'm David Bones McCoy. See you next time.